Good morning, everyone. Welcome to an exclusive Bull Market Run interview this Monday morning. I'm John Hallstein, editor of Bull Market Run. We may not be quite as famous as the Coffin Brothers, at least not yet, but Bull Market Run has been on top of the gold bullion development story before it became a story. We were the first ones to uncover this gem back in December at about 7 cents, and it has been a lot of fun. The company has a very good chance of discovering a major bulk tonnage open pit gold deposit at the Granada Gold property in northwestern Quebec along the prolific Cadillac Trend. Joining us on the line this morning, not from the long bars zone this time, but from his home in beautiful Halebury, Ontario, is Gold Bullion President and CEO, Mr. Frank Bazza. And Frank, good morning, and thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to speak with us here this morning and to our readers of Bull Market Run for an update on gold bullion development. And things are pretty exciting for you right now.
Well, thanks a lot, John. It's always a pleasure to talk to you and your investors.
Okay, first, Frank, the question that's on everyone's mind right now, let's address this issue right off the bat. When do you expect we'll hear an exploration update on Granada, which would include the preliminary resource block model?
We're looking at having it released within 7 to 10 days. We're just redoing the drawings for the model, and we're going over the numbers for the potential tonnage and grades. So hopefully within 7 to 10 days, we'll have the block model released, as well as the residual or the remainder of the holes that were drilled. But you must remember, John, I've indicated to everybody, we're actually drilling for structure here, and we're very pleased to date with what we've got back as results.
Okay, for investors who may not know, Frank, what is the significance of a block model?
It's what we start with to begin determining a resource for gold mineralized structure. It's a very conservative way of determining what we have. So we develop a block, and then we try to quantify it by further drilling, and then we say this looks good, and then we try to expand on that.
Now, the way you've approached exploration at Granada has been different from the norm, Frank, which is perhaps why you've been successful. You did a large bulk sample prior to any drilling of your own. Then you did what you say is a test for structure with a small and shallow drill program in December and January. That strategy appears to have worked very well for you.
Yes, John, by doing a bulk sample, a very large bulk sample, we're able to quantify the grade. The gold recovery, as well as the approximate cost per ounce. As all three were positive as we were doing this, we then began compiling all the historical data on the property into a 3D model, from which we then undertook a drill program to evaluate the model. To date, we feel the model is valid, and we'll expand on it with further drilling.
You've raised over $4 million in cash here recently, Frank. The company is in the best financial position it has ever been in. You really have a golden opportunity here, I think, to go at this project in a huge way in the coming weeks and months.
Yeah, what we're trying to do here, John, we'll start to expand the model by doing some step-out drilling on the northeastern section. We'll also be doing some drilling to the north of the model. And this may be deeper than before. And, of course, we'll also begin doing some infill drilling within that model that we're looking at.
Granada seems to be more complex than just a simple quartz vein gold deposit. Can you elaborate on that a little bit, Frank? And do you have any theories yet as to what is driving the mineralization at Granada?
We have developed our own theories, but we feel it's still too early to discuss them. We've also looked to other geologists in the area as well on their thoughts, and we also looked at recent discoveries in the area to see how they interpret their geology. A lot of this stuff, John, is still for us very preliminary. We're very excited because we feel there's more there than meets the eye presently, but we're doing it as a systematic approach to it. And hopefully we'll find everything that we're sort of looking for.
Now, last week's news release stated the company has hired an American IR firm. How much of a push are you hoping to make in the U.S., European, and Asian markets? You're obviously trying hard to increase the audience for gold bullion to help drive shareholder value.
Well, the first thing we did, John, was we wanted to make sure the Canadian market got the story first. And now we're working to the American market. And later this year, we'll be moving to European markets. What we want to do is make sure that we have a larger and larger audience as more and more information comes available.
Okay, Frank, we can't let you go without some comments on what's happening right now with the price of gold and, of course, silver. How's your crystal ball these days? Do you have any predictions on where things may be headed in the precious metals in the coming months?
I'd like to be very conservative on this, John, but I think we'll break $1,500 within the next 12 to 18 months, depending on what's happening in the world. But I think $1,500 an ounce is relatively conservative for the next 12 to 18 months. It might go higher, but I'm okay if we do $1,500 in the near term.
We're okay with that, too. I think that's a pretty good prediction. So best of luck, Frank, with the upcoming drill program. We'll certainly be keeping in touch. We appreciate your time here this morning. We know you're very busy, and congratulations on the success here. And it's been a great day today for gold bullion, lots of volume, and you're closing in on a new all-time high on the stock price. So things are looking very encouraging. We thank you for your time, and we look forward to speaking with you again in the near future.
Well, thanks a lot, John, and always a pleasure to talk to you.